Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies.
Welcome
so blue
to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
And clouds of white.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son.
The dog say goodnight.
I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And good morning to everyone. It's a weird little weekend we're having here. You know, parts of New England, we got multiple inches of snow, and then other parts of New England get multiple inches of rain. It just feels like it's kind of all over the place. It's when I woke up yesterday, it was wasn't much. But there was maybe about an inch of rain, gotta wake up here. It was maybe about an inch of snow on the ground, and then a nice cover of ice over the top of it. It almost felt like it was just, too much of the heavy icy. You just walked outside and you were like, ooh, what day is it? Like, is it December or is it March? You know, it's what happens. You know, we talked about it last week and we said, hey, something's coming. There's some snow coming and it's on its way. Well, it definitely hit us a bit yesterday. Anybody who had to get out there and drive or do anything, even just in the rain, it was like, wow, this is too much. This is just too much for this time of year, but we're almost in April, and as they say in April showers bring May flowers, right? We're almost there, so I guess we'll take it for now. I know the southern part of New England, I was down in parts of it yesterday, and it just wouldn't stop raining. So I know it's it'd be good for the lawn and our gardens, etc. But still rough to take on during the weekend, where early in this past week it was 50 and then we were down into the 30s. It was just something else, I'll tell you. I'm sure all of you felt it and just was like, whoa, what time of year is it? What's going on? Those were all the things that I was feeling too. So it's a good thing that, as I said last week, don't put anything down on the garden yet. Let it be for the time being. Let it wake up. Let it do its thing. We don't want to push it too much. It's funny. I went to one of the locations that I work for in Mahoney's and was talking to one of the employees, and he was like, hey, can you do me a favor? It's like, you were telling people not to put anything down. I was like, well, it's true. I don't want anybody to put anything down. He's like, well, people are coming in saying, you say not to put it down, but they're going to get it anyways. I said, okay. What's the problem? He's like, well, can you just let us know that you're going to say that? It's just kind of funny that, you know, hey, people are actually listening. It's one of those times where you're like, oh, people are hearing me. I am talking and people are listening. So it was kind of funny to just have that conversation with somebody when they're just saying, hey, like, we appreciate what you're doing, but like, just give us a little bit of a heads up. It's like, all right, yeah, next time I will. So I still think we're at least a week to 2 weeks away from putting anything down. Long-term forecast doesn't look great. It's almost like we've flipped the switch. We're in last week was false spring, right? We're still in that false spring, if you will, and we're headed to spring at some point. When that is, I don't know. But you know, temperatures look okay, but it's just there seems to be a lot of rain and just altogether blah type of weather coming up at the middle of next week. You know, looks like actually 4 to 5 or 6 days of rain. I mean, it's looking like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Saturday is a possibility of not as much rain. And then Sunday again. And then Monday, no. And then Tuesday, yes. That's what the long-term forecast looks like. Ay, 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 ay. That does not look great. So what does that mean for us in the garden? It means don't do anything yet. You know, today it's supposed to be all right. It's supposed to, you know, sun's supposed to come out, be in the 40s. Tomorrow about the same thing. But I wouldn't be doing anything other than those, you know, general cleanups of the sticks and whatnot from the lawn. You know, that's doing some pruning, those types of things. You know, I noticed a lot of guys out there, a lot of landscapers getting out there, cleaning up, doing their thing, cleaning some of the, you know, businesses, getting them ready for the season. You know, a lot of people are trying to get ahead of it, which we'll see. But it looks like Mother Nature has thoughts of her own saying, hey, we're gonna wait. We're going to wait another couple weeks here. So, you know, we just want to listen to her because I'll tell you, you know, the more north you went, the more snow you obviously got in this past storm. I was talking to my brother Jason yesterday, who's up in Biddeford. So, you know, half hour into the state. And he was saying they got 6 inches of snow yesterday. Now, I was up in Maine on Friday, and there was nothing on the ground. Right? So, you know, everybody was starting to get ready there, too. And then all of a sudden, you know, that snow happened. So, I mean, obviously we all knew it was coming, but it was just like, woof, it's too much. It's definitely too much. So yeah, that snow puts a damper on our spring a little bit, but that's okay. If you've been listening the past few weeks, I've been saying, wait, don't do anything outside yet. Do some of the generic, the basics. Don't do anything crazy. So good thing we're holding off. You know, it's just not time yet. Anyways, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're here just getting started. We'll be here, as always, till 10 o'clock Eastern time. So if you have any questions, you can definitely call us. You can also hear us on online on the GCN network. You can, the best way to do it, go to our website at paulparent.com. And from there, you right at the top, it says Listen Live and Podcast. You click on Listen Live. And it'll bring you to the next page, right? So you'll have two pages. So first page is Listen Live and Podcast. You click on that. next page. It'll have two little different spots where you need to click on. One will say Listen Live. The other one will say Podcast. You click on Listen Live. Brings you to the GCN network. And right then and there, you can listen to the show. Or you can listen to any of the affiliates, right? And our affiliates, if you have any comments or concerns, we've had a couple listeners who I appreciate more than they know reach out to me and say, hey, I've sent some letters out for you because we want to have different changes on the radio. We want to hear Patrick. So I appreciate you guys out there for doing all those things. It goes a long way. It means a lot to me, and more than you know. So I appreciate that. Anyways, we're here to talk gardening. Might not feel it, but again, we're in that false spring. It was last week. We're back into that, you know, second, I'd almost call it like our third or fourth winter, and we're ready to go. It's just Mother Nature needs to say, hey, it's go time. And I foresee that in the next couple weeks. It's just going to take a little bit more time because a lot of rain. Lot of rain. So we'll discuss what else we can do and more as time permits. But if you have any questions, you can call us at 855-660-4261. And we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a color storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, we're recovering, if you will, from that snowstorm that's hit us. In the New England area, in the northern part, into New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts. I say Massachusetts, I mean northern Massachusetts. We'll go with our neighbor to the north there in Maine. And there was just a, you know, some of that snow hit. It's done a number on our soil temperatures in the area. You know, I know I talk about it a lot during this time of year, but there's a reason, right? There's a reason to tell you when things are going to happen. And, you know, I'm looking at it today, and last week I was like, last week we were talking and it was 47 degrees. This time, like almost identical to the same time we were talking about it, right? So 7 days later, it went from 47 degrees to 36. And currently it's saying it's 35 degrees in the soil. What does that mean, right? You know, the temperature is a lot colder outside. It's in the 20s. But what it means for us is that, you know, a lot of that crabgrass, a lot of the grass isn't going to germinate yet. It's not ready. So that means we're not ready to put products down. Right, we're not ready to get those things done in the yard. We're still some time away. It's, you know, it is interesting to watch. I mean, it's almost kind of like watching the chart that we have here has kind of goes up and down, right? And it's almost like watching a heartbeat, just going up and down, and then it's just it's kind of crazy how it is, right? So something just to be thinking about. It's not time yet. It's definitely, we're not there. We've got plenty of time before the season hits us. Plenty of time before we need to even worry about it. You know, worry about some of the other things. Start thinking about just waking up your houseplants, waking up your everything indoors. You know, your seeds. if you haven't started seeds. There's a lot of seeds that we should be starting this week. If you remember, you know, last week I said, hey, pretty much everything, you know, the majority of your veggies that are going outside should be start in this next week. It's just something that has always kind of been that way. You know, depending upon where you are, obviously the more north you are, it's maybe another week, but we're really right about there, right? Just means you're staying, the plants are staying inside a little bit longer. So, just keep that in mind. We're in that in between season where it's like the hurry up and wait. What are we going to do next? What are we going to do? And you've probably, you know, some of you have already done cleanups. Like I said, driving around the past couple of weeks, I'm just seeing everybody doing cleanups. The landscapers are out and they're getting ready. Obviously, they want to get ahead while it's nice out, right? Talked to a number of people that, been out for about 2 weeks at this point, and this is going to set everybody back a little bit, just slow everybody down a bit, right? You know, I'm not going to lie. I'm actually a pro of waiting on the cleaning. You've heard me talk about it a number of times I want you to wait to do some cleanups. I want you to not do any of that yet because we want to make sure that our pollinators are protected. We want to make sure that they have a chance, right? The longer we leave the products around, you know, and when I say products, because there's a number of them, it's not just leaves, it could be compost, it could be mulch, it could be, you know, a few of those things. You know, longer we leave those around our plants, the more protection they have for our pollinators. So, something just to think about. Now, we're going to take another break here. If you have some questions, you can call us. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. And we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA News Update. President Biden at his home in Wilmington, Delaware this weekend, signing the $1.2 trillion spending bill that will keep the government funded through September. An outpouring of support continues to come in from around the world for Kate Middleton, the Princess of Wales, who shares her cancer diagnosis with the world in a video she records.
This, of course, came as a huge shock. And William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately, for the sake of our young family.
Former President Trump taking his social media platform Truth Social public next week, and he stands to make a lot of money, USA's John Schaefer reports.
The social media company founded by former President Trump is set to become publicly traded through a merger. Trump's ownership in the new company valued at around $3 billion. I'm John Schaefer.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that number here is 855-660-4261. And just really getting started, so good morning to all those waking up. It's it's nice and early. The sun is just getting up. It's not all the way up. It's it's still waking up like the rest of us, but it'll be up soon compared to what it was yesterday. Whew. Yesterday was one of those days where you're just like, all right, I just want to stay inside, but couldn't. Anyways, the phone number here again is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time here, 3.5 hours left. We're, like I said, we're just getting started. So, if you have some questions, call us, and we'll do what we can to help you out, as always. Now, things we should be doing right now, really planning, getting things ready, making sure any of the tools or any of the machines that we use in the garden have been taken care of. And that can be a number of ways, right? Are they cleaned? Are they sharpened? Are, things replaced that you need? One of the big things when it comes to the lawn that, I'm guilty of is not every year looking at the lawnmower blade and replacing it, right? It's definitely something that we should be doing every year. And, I wouldn't say it's every year. What we need to be doing is looking at it and making sure that that blade is sharp, doesn't have any dings in it, any like little where you hit a rock or something, because those little breaks right there, those little issues that are with the blade, could cause some damage to the lawn and the grass blades, which in turn could cause long-term issues. So that sharp blade is what we should be looking for there, right? Same thing with our shovels, our pruners, making sure they're nice and clean. I was talking with somebody in the garden center the other day, and they were saying, you know, I definitely have black knot. And I was like, hey, you got to make sure you're cleaning those pruners after every cut. You don't want to move it. You don't want to, you know, anything that's there already, we don't want to affect. And they were saying, yeah, no, I've been cleaning it up after every time. Got all my tools ready for this season already. Just got them all cleaned, everything. You know, people are getting ready. And, you know, like I said, some, I think, are a little bit ahead of the game. But I think, you get excited, right? It's that in between. What do you do? Anyways, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get to that. So, Nathan, who's up first?
Frank's in Cape Cod.
Frank, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Good morning. I have questions about overgrown shrubs.
Sure.
One is an arborvitae, another is a juniper, a PJM rhododendron, and Japanese holly.
Okay.
Now, can I cut? I don't think you can cut the arborvitaes back beyond the green. Is that correct?
I wouldn't, because you want to base your pruning on an arborvitae on the green. So, you know, you might hear somebody use the rule of thumb of, you know, a third, right? But you got to look at the green part of it and say it's about a third of that, right?
Okay.
So, what's also going to happen is the inside is usually brown, or there's not a lot of green because of the fact that there's not a lot of air going in there. So you just got to keep that in mind, but eventually some of that might come back a little bit in there if you've thinned it out a little bit.
Okay, is that the same for the juniper?
Oh, so the juniper, do you have an upright juniper or?
No, the low-growing juniper. The medium one.
Gotcha.
More of the shrub form.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, some of those, the insides are probably going to have a little bit of brown to them, but you can get rid of a little bit deeper on a few of those if you wanted to. Just take a look at it and say, all right, if I remove this, is it going to expose anything else? Or, you know, what's going to happen to it? But you could remove some of it. And you have, you know, with the arborvitae, with the juniper, and then you even said you had a holly. Right.
Yeah. The Japanese holly. Those were very large, and they're very dense on the outside.
All of those you have until about July 1st-ish to do some pruning. So if you don't get some of that done now, you can do that a little bit later. Now, as far as the PJM, it's going to be up to you. You can prune now if you wanted to, but you're going to be removing the flowers for this spring.
Right.
Or you can wait till after it's done flowering. And on that, you could probably do a little bit more than that, than the third, right? Just as you want to take a look at it again and say, all right, if I'm going to remove certain pieces, how much of the plant is going to be exposed? But you could definitely do that. If you wanted to, like I said, you could do it now. It's just you're going to lose the flowers.
Yeah. Okay. Getting back to the Japanese holly.
Yeah.
Those are the ones I'm really interested in. Can I cut those beyond the green? Will they resprout? Can I cut them to the ground, and will they resprout?
Are they, do you know which ones they are? Which variety?
Well, the tall one is the Chesapeake variety.
Okay. I wouldn't go beyond. It feels as though sometimes those guys are just, you might do more damage than good on there.
The green is only about 2 inches in. The rest, they're so dense, everything is dead inside or brown.
So the leaves are brown, right? So what I would try to do...
Well, no, there's no leaves inside. You know, there's only about an inch or two of green on the outside. They've been sheared so often.
Gotcha. Yeah, so with something like that, I think what's going to end up happening is if you go too far in, you're not going to get anything coming back there.
Okay.
You know, it's a tough one because... a Chesapeake Collie can be meant to be pruned and sheared. It's almost like that point, right? Is it one of the...
Yes.
It's like a...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so what happens is over time, it can affect it. What I might do, personally, is let it grow a little bit and not have it sheared, right? Because what's going to happen is it's going to allow the plant to fill in a little bit more. Keep an eye on watching the inside of the plant this season and say, all right, is something starting to form in there now that we're not cutting it?
Okay.
Kind of let it go a little bit. What I'd also look at doing to try and give it a little bit of something, obviously I want you to fertilize all the plants here.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, the plant tone for the arborvitae versus the holly tone, because the arborvitae, even though it's an evergreen, doesn't want acidic soil, right?
Okay.
Whereas everything else, you could use the holly tone, right? So
okay.
A juniper, the holly, the PJM, all of those could be fertilized with holly tone. And what I'd also like to see in addition to it is using something like along the lines of the Protolizer from Natural Alternative. Because what it's going to do for that Chesapeake is it's going to help it. Because that one, it seems like the one you're the most concerned about from what you're saying here.
Yes.
And so I would look at trying to give it some more nutrients. Give it a little bit more. And you can only fertilize with so much.
Right.
And fertilizer is available. But when you use that Protolizer, it activates some of those trap nutrients and works together with the fertilizers that will actually get it better to the plants. You could use it on all the plants. I'm not, you know, it's not going to hurt them. But the Chesapeake, what I might do is use a regimen of every 2 weeks versus once a month. Whereas
with the Protolizer or the fertilizer?
Just the Protolizer, because the fertilizer is a slow release, right? So it's over time.
Yep.
Protolizer, you can use, you know, when a plant isn't doing as well, and not that this plant isn't doing well, it's just we need a little bit more from it. The Protolizer every 2 weeks, because you mix it in water, you know, doesn't have as long of a residual. And so when you're using it, we want to use it every 2 weeks versus once a month. And then from there, you're going to notice, you know, it's probably going to green up a little bit more. It's going to fill in a little bit. And you're only going to want to do that for about like 3 to 4 applications. So, you know, a 6 week span probably is best. And then from there, you can use it on everything once a month if you wanted to. But I think that's going to help it a little bit and just rejuvenate some of it. And then long term, you'll be able to shear it a little bit more. Right. So just keep that in mind as well.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your help, and I really enjoy your show.
Well, I appreciate it, Frank, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the day, and thank you for calling us.
All right. You're welcome. All right. Thanks again. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, a lot of evergreens that are out there. I want you to be aware. Obviously, you can start pruning a lot of them now. But we have about time until about July 1st-ish to do some of that major pruning on a lot of the evergreens for the beginning of the year, right? Then we need to wait until, you know, end of August, early September to do any more pruning on a lot of those evergreens. Because if we do some heavy pruning in the summer, you can actually get some burn and some more damage, and it just doesn't work out well. So, you know, something just to keep in mind, you have plenty of time right now before you are done with the pruning time of evergreens. So we got plenty of time. And just remember, as a rule of thumb, and a lot of you already know this, and I'm repeating myself, but keep in mind that anything that flowers in the spring, we want to wait to prune until after it's done flowering, right? So anything that flowers in the spring, generally, we do not want to prune until after it's done flowering. So it's in general. There are some exceptions to the rule, right? There's always an exception to the rule. But keep it in mind, if you're looking at your plants and you're saying, all right, that's a spring bloom, I'm not going to prune it. That's fall bloom, I might be able to prune it, and there's a few of those out there. Now, we're going to take a break here. If you have some questions, definitely give us a call. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's XTENDOVITE.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're almost done with the first hour, but plenty of time left in the show if you have some questions. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, as always. So feel free to give us a call, and we'll do everything we can to help you out. Now, it's been an interesting weekend out there, right? It's kind of all over the place. I look outside and there's still just like a dusting of like snowy ice out on the lawns, right? There's it was just that you walked out and yesterday morning it was just like that layer of ice on top of snow. And it's kind of like, all right, well, yeah, that's is what it is at this point. But, man, I'll tell you, nothing like walking out and seeing snow in the end of March and saying, all right, well, it was 60 last week. Great. You could tell it was coming. You could feel it outside, working outside, you know, just at the garden center, getting things ready this past week. You know, what a difference, you know, Monday to Friday meant. I mean, wow, it was so cold towards the end of that week, even just middle of the week. You're just saying, wow, like what's going on here? All of a sudden it's just winter again. So second, maybe third winter is on its way here for some of, you know, a little cold, but you know, looking good temperature wise next week. Just weather-wise, looking like probably, a good amount of rain. So just before you make some of those outdoor plans, it could be raining for a lot of this upcoming week. So what does that mean for us? Obviously, we can work on our house plants. We can work on our, seed starting at home, right? There's a number of things that we can be doing. A lot of your tomatoes, peppers, eggplants, those guys, those styles should be started now. You can start a lot of other things indoors, like a lot of the coal crops, right? The coal crops, a lot of them, could actually be headed outside in the next few weeks, but some of that snow that hit northern New England kind of slowed that down and made it stop, right? The coal crops are those plants that are from the mustard family, and basically they're all descendants from wild cabbage, right? The word coal, spelled C-O-L-E, is a variation of the word cold. And a lot of people might actually call it cold crops. But the word coal is actually a variation of the Latin word that means stem. So it's based on that. So if you hear it, somebody saying coal crops, we're talking the same thing. And a lot of those, the most common for the coal crops to be starting early, the Brussels sprouts, cabbage, cauliflower, collards, kale, kohlrabi, mustard, broccoli, turnip, watercress. Those guys are the ones you'd be thinking about right now, right? So getting started, some of those coal crops, can be definitely started indoors. Some will actually say, if you look at different websites, will say start from seed outside, beginning of May. So, if you start them indoors, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just you're getting them started earlier. Just kind of look at the days to maturity. If you were looking at a collards right now, the collard greens, it's about 65 days to maturity. So if you were to start today, you're talking end of May, you'll have the collards pretty much ready to go. So keep those things in mind as you're planting some of these coal crops. You can definitely start soon. And we're going to take a break here. Phone number is 855-660-4261. As I said, we'll take that break here. We'll be back in the 7 o'clock hour, so we'll see you in a couple.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.